Welcome to Unpaused Life Flashback. If you're new to Unpaused Life or just want to take a trip back to memory lane with us, here's one of our favorite and most memorable episodes. Join us again as we talk about our adventures into pole dancing exercise. New adventures and episodes are on the way. Welcome to Unpaused Life, the podcast about hitting play on the pause button and taking the leap out of our comfort zone. I'm Jen Payne.
And I'm Stacey Rourke.
And we're your hosts on this, I cannot believe we just did that, quest to laugh our way through the pause.
And this episode is sponsored by our Quadruple Aim Media. We thank you for your sponsorship.
Thank you. So what's been going on?
Oh, you know, went to Michigan, got a cat. The usual. Oh, you just
sorry,
your mic. Our editor will get back at us.
Sorry.
And yeah, working. I just finished the first draft on my 42nd novel.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing, blowing it up there. How about you, ma'am?
I've been busy as usual. Little shout out to my little brother.
No,
I mean, not so little, but he is my younger brother. We just went to Vegas and witnessed him marrying the love of his life.
Congratulations to
them.
Yeah.
So we have a new sister in the family. Julie, we love you so much. We're so happy you're there. It was fun and interesting. People watching, as always, down on Fremont Street. I mean, you got to love. We walked there and she had her wedding dress on and we were all hanging out at the bar, and this homeless lady came pushing her little cart up and was congratulating her, reached down in her cart and pulled out a used pink penis straw and and tried to give it to her as a gift.
No, thank you.
Just what you want on your wedding night.
And it's used. That's the really disturbing part there.
Yeah. I mean, she had to have gotten it from somewhere else.
She found it somewhere.
I mean, I can't say that I have ever seen a homeless person sitting around sipping on a pink penis straw. So I don't know.
You also probably weren't looking for that in particular.
No, I was not.
You know, I had a friend of mine that got married in Vegas a million years ago, and she asked me to video her wedding. It was at the Treasure Island, and then they were going to go over to the Venetian for a gondola ride.
Okay.
So she wanted me to videotape this whole thing. But before the wedding, we were in the pool and they had a $1 Long Island iced tea.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Well, it was like the size of a Big Gulp.
For a dollar?
For a dollar.
It must have been a long time ago
because
that's like $100 now.
Yeah. So in the video, I'm recording it and you can hear me talk, and then like I run into a wall backing up and you hear me like, oh shit. So it's like the classiest wedding video ever. And bless her heart, she thought it was even funnier than if that's how it was narrated.
I mean, it got a little better from there. It depends on your perspective on what better is. It's my favorite picture. If she lets me, I will post it on our pages.
It's the one you should meet, right?
Yes. Oh, there's a gentleman. Older man, I guess. And his whole shtick is that he walks around in a thong, if you want to call it that. I mean, he's just got like a little banana hammock, like action happening. And he pushes his little walker around.
It's like Gold Lame too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like butt floss. And
yeah. Who was the actor that wore that? I can't remember who it is. But anyway, yeah, so he uses a walker to get around and he has people pose with him for money.
Yeah.
And it's the funniest picture because it's her in her beautiful wedding dress and it's just her pointing and there he is kind of behind her all ass out.
With like, his little coin purse.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
But it was a good time. Congratulations to them.
And I'm not body shaming anyone, but I'm not saying this man has a great physique, but to best describe his physique would be like if you made a frog stand on hind legs and put a thong on it. That's kind of his body.
Chippendales, he was not.
He was not. He was not.
And the best part about this is that his dad used to do it before him. So
Carrying on the family business.
I guess. Did he pass the thong down? I don't.
Oh God, I hope not. I hope he got his own.
But yeah, big congratulations to them. We're so happy for them. And then a side note, as of this episode, we've had some pretty good feedback.
We have.
You know, we have a couple episodes already done, so they're a little later coming out. But I've had some people reach out to me, and I wanted to just tell one of our listeners' stories real quick.
Yeah.
It was actually our very first episode, and I had somebody reach out to me, and his name is Ken.
Hi, Ken.
And he said that we inspired him so much because we were talking about tattoos and some of the things that we were going to do. And he went out that day and not only got one, but got 3 tattoos.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And thanked us for giving him that extra push. So thank you for listening to us. I mean, that is the goal of what we're doing, is we want to inspire people to go out and, you know, do things that we're holding them back for one reason or the other.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Give it a try. I still got to get a tattoo on you. I'm thinking instead of a covering up on this arm, I have a blank canvas here on this arm.
I see that.
I think we just need to go make an appointment.
Yeah, I've had a couple people reach out to me also and go, are you really going to do it? And I was like, yep, I'm going to do it. I've wanted to do it my whole life. I've always let something hold me back. I'm not doing that anymore.
I love it. Let's do it.
Yep. So I'm so excited to do this one.
Oh my gosh, this one was... This one was crazy. I did learn something about myself, but I will wait until the end to tell what life lesson that I learned.
Okay.
So what are we sharing today?
We took an adventure, a field trip, whatever you want to call it. We went to Foxy Fitness. And we were so grateful. We had a friend of mine join us for this one.
Yeah.
So that also is the goal, to have more people join us, because she had always wanted to do this. And you can tell them exactly what it was that we did.
We did a pole dancing exercise class.
Emphasis on the pole.
Pole dancing.
A little less on the dancing.
Yeah. there was definitely a pole.
In my case, anyway.
What happened there? I'm not sure if it was any kind of exercise or dancing, but there was a pole. Definitely. We walked in. First of all, the place was just cute as could be. It was.
Yeah, it's adorable.
So cute. But you walk in and there's pictures of women in various stages of like pole dancing and the positions that they're in. I remember, I don't know if I said it to you or your friend, but I was like, if I'm in that position at any point during this class, call 911.
Right.
Because that's not, my body doesn't do that.
Oh, they were hanging upside down, yes. Hanging sideways, like not even holding onto the pole. Their bodies were beautiful.
Yes.
And fantastic looking. But yeah, I would have like been stuck or something.
If my feet are on the floor, my head is on the floor, my ass is in the air, and the pole is involved, I'm in trouble. Call 911.
What is it? We'd have to be like, I've fallen and I can't get up.
And some, like the bodies of the women in there, these women are so strong. Just.
Yeah. I have such a respect, a newfound respect for, we just went in there to try it, to see what it was about. And these women who night after night get out there and perform, and it is a performance.
Yes.
I bow down to them, because it takes so much strength to even like hold on to the pole.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the first time I was like that slow, or you hear the like squeaking from your hands because you're trying to hold on.
I didn't know. I'm completely clueless. I thought it was like a fireman's pole, that it's like stationary.
Oh.
So when it moved, I was like, that moves. Did you know that it moves?
And it moves fast, too.
It moves fast. I guess that would not be really conducive to getting down the pole for a fire if the pole was like spinning as you were going down.
I want to see that in a movie now, like some sitcom where all the firemen run out, but the pole starts spinning on them.
They put the wrong pole in.
Yeah. So we enter in there, and it's a very like sexy, seductive feel when you walk in there, like low lights. They've got good music playing, And we got in there being optimistic. We were like, okay, we're going to get our own pole. We're going to like, you know, have fun doing this. And for me personally, we did in the beginning have our own.
Yeah.
Our own poles.
For a minute.
And then more and more women started to show up. And I was just like, oh, here we go. Here we go. And you know me. I'm like, I'm so nice that the woman, everybody else is like, don't make contact.
Don't make eye contact. Yeah, don't look at them.
Don't look at them. And she came over. She's like, do you mind if I share? And I was like, okay, you can just have it. I'm going.
Just take it.
Because so you and I got to share.
Yeah. Yes. You and I shared a poll.
Which I don't know that our friendship. Honey, what'd you do tonight? Jen and I went out. We shared a poll.
She went high, I went low. No, we did not do it at the same time, except at the very beginning.
And Jay's like, you want to elaborate on that one a little bit?
No.
Oh, and I got to tell you, before, as I was driving there, I was talking on the phone to my mom, and we got closer, and she's like, I was like, all right, mom, I got to go. She's like, okay, honey, have fun on the pole. It's like, that's a sentence I never thought I would hear you say to me. But I was like, okay, thanks.
And in the back of your mind, you're like, in my 20s, if I had known, you would have been that cool with it.
But it was fun.
It was.
It was a lot of fun. And they, you know, they start out warming up. Like
just a regular exercise class. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I remember you turning to me and being like, is it over?
Right. Are we done?
That was a lot.
You were like, no, we just finished stretching. You haven't touched the pole yet, Jen. You got to go.
But I'm already sweaty. That was one thing. It was hot as balls in there.
Yes, oh, my gosh. I mean, you'd think it wouldn't be, so you're not like all sweaty and sticky, but there's a reason why they give you that like alcohol spray and towel to keep cleaning.
Keep stroking the pole.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if your hands get sweaty, you can't stick to the pole a lot. So they want you to keep your hands dry and the pole dry, which worked right up until the end when I switched poles. And then whoever had been on that had very sweaty pants and never, ever, ever wiped that thing down because I thought I was going to die.
Not just hands, but legs.
Yes.
As well.
Wherever you touch the pole, it needs to be not sweaty.
Yeah, so they, she starts out at like after we do the exercises and stuff. So they start to show you, it's a beginner's class. So they're not going to have you like climbing and hanging upside down. But even the beginning stuff.
We were walking around the pole and she's telling you how to sexy walk at first. And she was like, drag your toe. I was fucking marching like a Clydesdale. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
I feel like my sexy walked right out the door. Like it left my body and was like, bye, bitch. I'm not, we're not participating in this because we don't want to be part of this train wreck that's happening.
There is no sexy left here. I'm sorry.
I mean, in my mind, I thought, okay, you know what? I'm in my 50s. I'm going to go get my sexy back. We're going to have a good time. But I think before we started the walk, or was it after that she started to have us like do kind of like the S curve?
Yes.
Like,
was that before or after? I don't remember. But the body curve?
The body curve. So can I just say, yeah, you're supposed to do like this sexy like S curve. I'm like a capital I. My body just did not want to curve at all.
Oh.
You looked good. You really did look good doing it.
I could do the one direction where you drop it low. I could drop it low because, you know, I was a club kid. I can drop it low. But it was the other one where you like roll it up and I looked like.
Oh, you had to reverse it.
I looked like a cat heaving at the end where I was like, it was not cute.
Yeah, because you reversed. So it's like your hips went to the pole first and then, but Nope.
And you do it and there's a mirror right there. So you can see yourself doing it. You're like, that's not attractive.
No. And the great part, here's the best part about this though, is there were women of all ages, all shapes and sizes. And really, if you've ever wanted to do this, I highly recommend, please go and try it because nobody is paying attention unless you're sharing a pole with your partner who has a camera out. Because you know I was documenting
every second,
all of it.
And here's the thing. We're going to skip ahead to the end for a minute. But when At the end, when I stumble fucked my way through the routine and it was so bad, and I'm like, I know it's so bad. And your reaction was, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because you went first.
You're like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
I do not want that.
I don't want that embarrassment.
I don't want that on camera. I don't want there to be any like leaks on the social media. I'll just let people think that I look super sexy and I nailed the routine.
See, in my mind, you were like, ooh, that was embarrassing for you.
No, I thought you looked great. Like, I know we're coming down on ourselves right now, but I mean, in my 20s, sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I could probably bend in different ways, but I realize now that I need some yoga in my life.
Stretching. Stretching is key, man.
Because that was so difficult for me. Like, I thought my body was going to break at one point. Because I really did try and do, like, the little curve thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't happening.
Yeah. It was. Well, okay, so we did the curve. We did the sexy walk. And then it was the
fireman.
Is that the one where you hook your leg around it?
No, the fireman is where you grab onto the pole and your one knee comes up and then you hoist yourself up and like the two knees, your two knees meet and you're just kind of going like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right around the point that I realized I can spin three times and no more or will get very nauseous very fast. So.
I think for all of us at one point, you, me and Rhonda that was with us. And thank you again, Rhonda, for coming.
It was nice to meet you, Rhonda.
And we were all like, oh, I got to sit down for a minute.
My equilibrium went one circle. You're fine. Two circles, three circles. You better stop right now.
Yeah, because I was never a dancer, but the old where you like spot something on the wall so you don't get dizzy. One, she didn't give us that little hint, but I don't think it would have helped me.
No, because the pole spins really fast.
Yes, it does.
There's no. I think she did say stare at your shoulder if you have to. And
we did take some video of that, but it came out really dark. Yeah. So maybe it's better that it's dark because you can't really see the expression.
We won't make you guys watch it. You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome. So we did the fireman. We did, oh my gosh, what are some of the other ones? What is the
one? Diamond.
That one was really hard.
It was very hard.
The diamond, you hook one leg around and then like you bring your toes together behind you. And I have to say also about the instructor. First of all, she was cute as a button.
Oh my gosh.
Just
adorable.
To no end. But the way that she talked and described things was so damn funny.
I mean, it was funny. And I guess for me, because I listen to different music than my kids listen to. So it's very like modern music and different terminology.
Yeah.
So if I can, the one thing she said, and I don't know if you noticed it, but we were doing a move where you have to, where you put your thigh when your legs straddle the bar and then you cross them.
Yeah.
Right. And you do that. And she's like, okay, but don't go straight. She's like, hoist your hip up to the side. Do you remember when she was telling us that?
It's like you want somebody to eat your ass.
Yeah. She's like, hoist your hip up like somebody's going to eat your ass. And I was like, what? Like, excuse me, what did you just say? Like, and every, like, those were her terminologies.
Yes.
So for me, like, I feel like I'm super open-minded, but like my Southern girl came out. I was like, oh, I have never.
Clutching my pearls. Well, that goes right along with what I was going to say about the diamond one, because she was like, really get your feet up there like you're trying to stick your thumb in your ass or your toe in your ass. That's what it was. Like you're trying to stick your big toe in your ass. And I'm like, why would I be doing that?
And is that even possible?
I mean, I'm sure you could, but why? Right. Why would you ever do that? Like you're trying to stick your big toe in your butt. She would never say butt. It was always ass. Get your ass in the air.
And all the you know, the few that were there that were like so like young and cute. They were like, okay.
Yeah.
And we were like, what?
Looking at some of them like, you have stuck your toe in your butt, haven't you? Over there acting all sweet and innocent. Yeah. So we did that. That one was really hard. That one was hard to do because like getting both of your legs that far up behind you and then spinning at the same time.
Yeah, because when you're standing, you're beside the pole and then you hook your leg almost backwards.
Yeah.
So then you're hoisting yourself up and your other leg has to come around to meet your foot while you're holding on and trying to spin around. I was not super successful at that one.
No. I think I only did that one like once or twice and I was like, yep, I tried that. But every single one of these moves, you would get it in one direction and then she'd say,
right?
Try it the other way.
No,
ma'am, that doesn't.
That was the weirdest thing. You'd think it'd be like, okay, we're just going the other direction. My brain was like, nope, you're not spinning that way. Your body, I mean, I had enough trouble with my body bending as it was, but that leg, I couldn't even like get started going in the opposite direction. I felt like I had this brain fart. I was like, wait, what? I can't.
I don't know how to make myself do that. Yeah. I think I gave up trying the other side relatively quickly because, you know, my left hand, the left side of my body, it just, it can hold things. That's all it can do. Don't ask it to do anything more than that.
Right. And well, and then she'd be like, okay, just freestyle. And we were both like, all right, we're just going to go to the side. We know. We're just going to. Nobody's looking.
I'm doing the cabbage patch over there. No idea why. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we did the star. What was the one that was kind of like the star, except your leg went over top of the other one?
That was the one that she was talking about, like hoisting your ass up in the air sideways.
Yeah.
I don't know what she called it. I don't remember what she called it.
It was kind of like the star, but it was like another variation. That one was a little bit easier. Like I can cross my legs either than I can clap them behind me for some reason.
Well, that was the one that caused all the bruising.
No. You're thinking of the sitting one where we had to sit with our legs stretched out.
Oh yeah. That's the one I'm thinking
that caused
about.
All the bruising.
Yeah. Well, we also did the one, it was, I think, I'm forgetting the names. I apologize, Foxy Fitness, if we're messing up the names of these moves.
But we really did appreciate you.
Were the one where you held onto the pole, but you were kind of flying.
Oh, I liked that one.
That one was fun.
I liked that one. It was like it's like a starfish. Is that what they call it?
We'll go with that.
Let's call it a starfish.
It was a starfish.
You're kind of in that position and you're like, your legs are out behind you and you're hoisting yourself up with your upper body and just spinning. And that one I could do.
And there was no toes up in asses or any.
Nobody's toes were anybody's ass. Nobody was eating anybody's ass. We're just a happy little starfish doing a happy little starfish spin.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Yeah, mine too. I liked that one a lot.
Yeah, surprisingly.
The one that had no sex appeal at all. Count me in. I will do that all day.
We were like, I'll just take that one. Thank you.
Can I just do this? But even the way that we were doing it, because like my upper body was still kind of touching the pole and the instructor, like she was so strong that nothing on her was touching the pole except her hand.
Well, that's the key word you just said. She was so strong.
She's so strong.
I needed a little help. Like if I had to put, so there's some stuff that you can buy too, it's like a liquid that dries like chalk on your hands. It helps you hold the bowl. Like if I thought putting it between my boobs and that would like help me like stick to the pole, I could have done something called the bear hug on the
pole. The titty hug. Just you know what we needed. Okay. We need to go back to our trapeze episode.
Okay.
The guy that has like the pulley system on you to make you go in different directions.
Right.
And then the pole. So he could like pull us out away from it the way we need to go.
Like instead of a wind machine, he would just like, he'd have our legs just put bungees. Oh, they can edit that right later.
It'd have to be green so we could edit it out with a green screen. Yeah. Most people will be like, wow, she's like completely vertical.
Look at her. She's so strong. Oh my gosh. I mean, it was, again, I would recommend trying to do it.
Yes. And take a group of your friends with you because like we laughed our asses off. I mean, we had a great time. But that the one after that was the sit. And that's where you have one leg straight out. And the other one is crossed on top of it, also straight out.
Right.
And hitching your ass to the side so someone can eat your ass.
Right.
And spinning that way. And she told us before she started this, it's going to hurt.
It hurts.
It really fucking hurts.
Oh my gosh. Like, we did a little show and tell before.
Yeah, yeah. I just had speckle bruises. Yours were worse than mine.
Well, I'm super pale, too, so it was a little bit easier.
But the thing, if you go do one of these classes, you can't have, like, your pants, if you're wearing stretch pants or whatever, and they can't be on the pole instead of your flesh. It needs to be your
right.
flesh.
Yeah, it's better to wear, like, you know, like, boy shorts or, you know, I had longer, like, workout shorts, but I had to, like, hoist them up
so did I.
To try and do that because that made it so much easier.
Otherwise, you're just going to slide right off the pole. So I had to hoist my shorts up so that the skin could get on there. But the turning and having your legs pressed together like that, it like pinches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. You were so cute with your little top. And
oh, stop.
You were. We do have some still pictures that will not horrify anybody that we will post.
I went in there with my pretty much very close to what I'm wearing right now, a long tank top and workout pants. But then I got there and I was like, I'm taking my tank top off. And I don't normally do that. So do you see how comfortable I am with you? I was like, we're just going to.
And how many other ladies were there?
Yeah, they didn't matter to me. It was just you and I.
I mean, again, another one of our bonding things for our friendship.
Yeah.
When we're old and gray, we'll talk about all the things that we used to do.
I was worried, though, spinning around like that I was going to have, like, a nip slip. So I was a little conscious about constantly, like, let's make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, and it was so dark in there, nobody...
Nobody would have noticed.
No.
Yeah.
No, but it would be super fun. I did not research, but I have a feeling that they probably... Well, in fact, I know you can rent out, like, a party where it's just you and your friends that do that. And I bet you they have one where they might serve...
Probably.
A few drinks, which could be...
I think I would be much better in my head.
I was going to say, yeah. I think in my head, I would be the sexiest woman there, but the outcome might still look the same.
And then you watch the video later and you're like, girl, sit down.
It's kind of like I went and I don't sing. Like there's a reason when my kids were little and I would sing, they'd like put their hand up, like, stop, mom. I sing in my shower or in my car and I think I'm great. Because it's just me.
Yeah.
But I feel like that would be the same effect. Like, you know, where you feel you're super great. And I have a video that will never see the light of day. I was out with girlfriends and we were out at this live venue and we were singing, I think, Sweet Home Alabama, which you cannot like hear that song and not sing.
Yeah.
I went back and saw the video and I was like, was I even coherent? Because... In my mind, I was like, oh my God, that was so much fun. Like, I never sing out in public. Like, that was great. And then I watched it. I was like, I think I'm slurring my words. Like, was I even...
Did I have a stroke? Oh my God. Well, I told you my Huey Lewis story, didn't I?
Tell me again.
Okay, it's just you, me, and, you know, hundreds of people listening. It's fine. I've only been blackout drunk once in my entire life. And I never want to do it again because it was... fucking terrifying. But we were going to see Huey Lewis and Jimmy Buffett together.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett is always a good time.
Yeah. Well, we were pre-gaming and I had bought like a small bottle of Kraken rum. We're going into Wrigley Field to watch this concert.
It was called Kraken rum.
It's Kraken rum. It's my favorite rum. I love it.
Okay.
Sponsor us. Anyways, that you can't take outside food and drink in.
Okay.
So as we're going in, my dumb ass was like, let me just pour myself one more drink before we go in. And this was primarily rum. Like, I might have splashed a little bit of Coke in it, but I slammed it.
Oh, no.
Before we went inside. I do not remember walking into Wrigley Stadium. The next thing I knew, I was kind of coming to, and Jimmy Buffett was already on the stage.
So you missed the whole...
And I was like... When's Huey Lewis going on? And my husband looked at me and was like, babe.
Were you dancing through the whole thing even?
There is video of me. I was singing. I was dancing. There was two of his buddies' wives were there. I did not know these two women before we came in, but there's pictures of me like hanging out and partying.
Oh, you're
with
best
them.
Friends
like,
by the time.
Like the end of the night, they're hugging me and I'm like, oh no, I'm not there yet. That was drunk Stacey you were hanging out with. I've come to and I don't know you.
Who are you?
Yeah. I'm so, what's your name again? It was so terrifying. And like, I had to go to the bathroom at Wrigley Stadium. And you go in this one door and you come out in a different hallway. And
which can be confusing, even when you're drunk.
I told my husband, I'm like, I'm going to go in there and I'm never going to find my way out. And I'm going to be the crazy lady haunting Wrigley Stadium. And he's like, I will come over to this door. I will be standing right here when you come out. It was just scary. So yeah,
I've had, I mean, I'm a lightweight. Anybody who knows me knows that. Like a couple glasses of wine, I'm good. But I did have a night, and I have a group of friends that I've known since like elementary school. And they are like you and I, it's my safe zone when I'm with them. We can say anything, we can do anything. And not everything, like I feel I can just be myself around them, which again is the purpose of this, is finding out who we are. But we all got together. Everybody who happened to be in town. I had worked at like 4 a.m. that day, drove 3 hours, barely ate anything, got to her house, and she had like a giant sushi boat.
Nice.
And these are my girls. Like we hadn't all been together in quite some time. And we just started. I brought some wine with me. I only had a couple glasses of wine. Okay. Maybe a bottle, if we're being realistic. But at one point, I had the best time, but I woke up the next morning and I was like, who dressed me? I couldn't remember. And so we all come out from different bedrooms in this house. And I was like that mother, that book, are you my mother? Or like, I was like, did you dress me? Like, and I would look at the other one and go, did you dress me? And they're like, no, girl, we didn't. Like, but I don't remember I didn't drink that much.
Yeah.
I think it was just a combination. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know my one friend, she started to get a little out of control. You know who you are. and my other friend looked at me and I'm standing there and all of a sudden I'm taking earrings off. I'm taking jewelry off. And she was like, oh, here we go. Because I took her, my other friend, in the pool. I'm like, we got to douse this situation. Clothes, everything. But these girls are such good friends that we grew up taking showers together. We grew up
it's not a big
doing
deal.
All that. So we're trying to like backtrack all of us from that night. Cause I woke up with bruises on me and I still don't know how that happened. And one of our friends, she was like, do you don't remember? She goes, I came in and you were in the shower. She goes, I came in to check on you. And you're like, no, I'm fine. So I cannot remember.
That was drunk Jen. Sober Jen doesn't need to know what happened there.
But that was the thing, is they told me that they were like, you were not drunk. You were having coherent conversations. Mm-hmm. They were like, you didn't act drunk. You weren't like laughing, nothing. I guess I just was so tired that my body hit a wall. But I still, to this day, I was like, who went out and got my clothes? Because was I naked when I walked out front to your neighbor?
Does anybody know? And that's just it. It's like, I didn't pass out. I was
right.
I was talking. I was singing and dancing. I don't remember any of that. And that's terrifying to me. And I never want to be there again in my life. That was way too scary.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm grateful. I am very controlled when I'm out because, you know, life is precious.
Yes.
But when
life is scary.
And when I'm with my friends and we're in a house, nobody's driving. Nobody went anywhere. We all were sleeping there. You know, it just was a time, I guess my body was just like, woohoo, I'm with my girls and we're going to let go. But yeah, I don't want to be that way again. I mean, I was in a safe place.
Exactly.
Yeah, to do that.
Well, you know, I was with Huey Lewis. maybe I felt nothing bad could happen. Well, you're hip to be square. I don't know. I've never heard him perform though. And to this day, I'm like, he doesn't show up to his concerts. That's what I believe. Anyways, yes, if there's one that has a few cocktails, I think that would be fun to do. But I don't think it's necessary for this. I think this is one that just go with friends and you're going to laugh your ass off the entire time. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, even good friends, new friends, just get a group together and go and check it out. And try and get your sexy on. I think for most of the women that were in that class, they had it.
Yes. There was the girls to the left of us. They were climbing up that pole. They were swinging and whipping around and turning all over the place like it was no big deal. And that's amazing.
I mean, even, you know, Rhonda that was with us, she's sexy all over the place. Like, if I could have borrowed some of hers a little bit.
Yeah.
That would have been helpful. But thankfully, there is no actual footage.
Well, the lesson that I was going to say I learned in all of this, I've jokingly said since I was very, you know, I was in my early 20s, I've jokingly said, you know, if all else fails, let's just, you know, become a stripper. And I've realized now that I will instead have to sell pictures of my feet because nobody wants to see that.
I would be broke. I mean, unless they open a whole string of clubs that are for people with bad eyesight. We'll call it the Cataract Club.
Is there a place where they pay you to put your clothes back on? Because I think I could get down with that. I'll come out my underwear and be like, everyone that gives me a 20, I will put another article of clothing back on. You're welcome.
Yeah. Do you have bad eyesight? Are your cataracts bothering you? Would you like to come out and relive your youth and see some sexy ladies? We've got the club for you. Come to the Cataract Club and see the cabaret of women.
That only you want to see this way. There, when we lived in Michigan, there was a strip club on Dort Highway, and I think it's still there. I don't know if they still have the sign up. There was a sign that they used to put out there that said 97 beautiful women and 3 ugly ones.
Oh no.
And every time I'd see that, I'd be like, do you think they have like a discussion in the back room where they're like, no, you guys, but seriously, like, who are the 3? Like, are we guessing?
Yeah, ours would be 97 beautiful women and 3 old women.
Three old ones. 3 who are just doing their best.
They're all right. We'd be the ones at 3 o'clock in the morning when everybody's got their beer goggles on.
Worse than that, we're the 2 in the afternoon brunch crowd.
Well, no, because it's brighter then. We don't want to be.
Turn the lights up. We're dancing by candlelight.
Or the flashlight under your chin.
Have everyone put Vaseline on the lenses of their goggles when they come in.
Oh my gosh. I was just in, this is funny. I was just in Reno on one of my trips, and we went into this store called Junkie. It was all, you would die in this store. It's all costumes and so much stuff. But one of the ladies who is a really good friend of mine, they were glasses, but the lenses were like kaleidoscopes.
Oh.
So we could just hand those out instead of 3D glasses. We just hand out like kaleidoscope glasses at the door. Here's for the special effects.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me of a song. I can't remember what song it is. It's in my head right now too. Oh my God, what is it? I Wouldn't Dance for Another.
Oh.
Like you put those glasses on and dance to that. That would, yeah. Oh, I'm not going to sing it, but you know the song.
So I do have an idea.
Oh boy.
All right. Before I tell you my idea, even though, like, I don't know about you, I had so much fun doing this.
Yes.
I wish we would have had more ladies joining us.
Mm-hmm.
What's one of the biggest things you took away from this?
To the fun of just getting out of your comfort zone and not worrying about what other people around you are thinking of you.
Right.
Because they're not.
Yeah, nobody's even paying attention.
They're not even paying attention to you. So that's why, like what I said, I took my tank top off. That's a big deal for me. And I did it. And nobody even, I mean, you noticed because you were like, you took your boobies. No, you did that.
Ooga.
It was weird, but we went with it. No. But nobody cares because nobody's paying attention to you. They're all doing their own thing.
Everybody's trying to make their own legs stick to the pole so they don't like fall down.
Everybody else is trying not to vomit from spinning on the pole. So that was the thing that I took. What about you?
Biggest thing is I do need some yoga in my life.
Yeah.
I still would like to push myself, like those limits, like even you, because you were like, hey, are you going to take your tank top off? And I lifted up and I had another one right underneath it.
Sure, there's another one right here. I got six more beneath that.
To try and like really become more comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
That was a big takeaway from that. I'm out of shape. I mean, I learned that I need to work on that more. I said earlier, I have the greatest amount of respect
for those women.
For these women that do this. It is a respectable profession.
And they are strong as hell. Oh yes. My gosh.
Strong and confident. And, you know, I lost my train of thought on that one. So
you were picturing their bodies and were like, oh yes, that was nice.
Well, just, I mean, I would like to become more comfortable in my own skin.
Same.
I would like to do that. And even maybe we'll go visit one of the clubs one time.
That would be fun.
You and I would be like, can we shake your hand? Because we tried this and this is amazing.
This is so hard.
Yeah. I mean, that would be fun.
We'll be up there. I'm so proud of you, sweetie. You're doing such a great job.
Right. And the mom and us would come out. Yeah.
You had a little, just the top a little. Just lift it up a little bit. There you go, honey. You're good.
We're professionals. We've tried this one time before, so we know what we're talking about. Your last spin was fantastic.
Do you have bruises? We got bruises. Right.
Let me show you pictures because I took pictures. But yeah, I got a little bit of work to do, but it was fun to push out of that comfort zone.
I agree.
And I'm glad I got to share a poll with you.
I'll share a poll with you anytime. So was that your idea that we need to go to the actual club?
No, actually not.
Okay.
So my idea is that I think piggybacking off of this, because we have lots of stuff that we're planning to go and do, but I started thinking about this adventure and I thought, you know what, why don't we push the envelope just a little bit more? I love the look on your face right now. Stacey's looking at me like, oh no, where is she going,
with this?
I feel that we should take a field trip to an adult superstore.
Okay. All right.
I feel that is a subject that is so taboo for people.
Okay.
And to really...
I'm going to have the mentality of a 12-year-old there. I need you to know that.
Well, you know, I have boys, so I do have the brain of a teenage boy. So the giggling might... but I am being very serious about this. Like, take a field trip and go talk to somebody about the world that's out there and the products that are out there. And kind of like, I don't know about you. I have been to them before, but it has been years and years and years.
The only one I've ever been to is like Lover's Lane. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore, but I went to one of those.
I'd be too tempted to be like a Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane.
But there are some here in the beautiful city of Orlando.
Of course there are.
And there are some.
They're usually right across the street from a big banner that says Jesus loves you.
Or the jail.
That's the trifecta.
And tattoo and body piercing and a divorce attorney. Just a whole strip mall of places.
Have you seen that strip club that's over by, I think it's in Cocoa Beach or New Smyrna, but it's called Cheaters.
I have not.
Yeah, that's just laying it all out there, isn't it?
Okay. I mean, that's ballsy with all the airdrops and stuff that, like, where you can track people and stuff like that. But yeah, I thought it might be fun to just have somebody that works there, like, talk to us about maybe even some of the statistics and like male to female ratio, because since 50 Shades came out, it is such that, I mean, that industry has always been huge, but it has to really be booming now that it is more acceptable and out in the open. And I'm just curious.
and to ask like women our age or people our age, like what are the trends in sex?
Right. And I'll be like, mom and dad, sorry, you might want to listen to this one. Or even getting the perspective, not even of women our age, the perspective of all ages. Because this is not just a one age thing.
No. It's anybody that's getting out of their comfort zone. Although, that really opens up a lot of things. Getting out of your comfort zone sexually, but... consent. We'll just go with consent. Consent of adults. That's what the most important.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, we keep saying it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
For my own curiosity, I would not be opposed to going and like just talking to somebody who has to deal with customers all the time.
Yeah. In a place like that.
Right.
That would be a lot of fun. That is not where I thought you were going with this at all.
Did you think I was going?
All. I thought you were going to suggest like one of those, what do they call them? The classes where they have like the
silks?
Yes, the silk classes. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Well, we can do that too. That would be
probably not the same episode. Silks and dildos.
That'd be the name of the episode. It might put our podcast into a whole different.
We're going to get a special rating for that one, I think.
No, it'll be clean.
Yes.
Informative.
It's not going to be X-rated. It's just
gonna be not at all. We just want to.
You just want to see how red you can get my face. That's
that would be happen. Fun. Well, I mean, it might be both ways.
Yeah. And you will see that I am a very nervous laugher and I make like a lot of really inappropriate comments when I'm really nervous. So that'll be fun.
Same.
Too. Yeah.
Or the inner teenager might, you know, yeah. Part of my brain might come out.
Part of your brain's going to come out. There might be things we see that does cause our brain to just fall out of our heads.
Yeah. I mean, stay tuned. It might be, you know, if we end up doing it, it might be a couple episodes from now because we do record in advance.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be fun. All right. So we got that one lined up. I still got to get you a tattoo appointment.
Yes. Because the places that we were going to go, it changed names.
Yeah.
So now we have to.
Decide if we're going to go there or find something different.
We have to regroup with that. So one of the things we talked about is that we might want to do like a quote.
Yes.
Of the podcast. My dad likes to send me some quotes, which I love. Keep them coming. So the one he sent me is by Roy T. Bennett. It says, "To overcome fear is the quickest way to gain your self-confidence."
I love that. That's so true.
Yep. We overcame the fear of the pole.
And I know now I will have to settle for selling feet pictures if it comes to that. That's not a vocational option.
Yeah, I don't know if my self-confidence was boosted a ton from that, but I'm so glad that we went and did it. Yeah. I would recommend it again if you live in the Orlando area. We went to Foxy Fitness. It is in Ocoee area. And by the way, we do not get any compensation for this.
No.
We do this. We go and we pay ourselves. We do it because we love to do it and we love pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone.
But we do recommend the place because it was very pretty. It was very nice and the instructor was great. Although I still want to know if she's actually putting her toe in her butt.
We'll have to go back and ask.
Excuse me.
And they do have, like we were saying, they do have silks. They have all kinds of, they have beginning advanced classes. We walked in on one of the advanced classes.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
That was
so it's great.
Intense.
I would definitely recommend it.
Yep, me too.
All righty, I think that does it for us.
Yes. If anyone wants to contact us, where can they reach us, Jen?
We are on Facebook under Unpaused Life, on Instagram, Unpaused Life Podcast, and you can email us on unpausedlife@gmail.com. So thanks for joining us. And remember, there is always time to hit play on the pause button. After all, life is too short to wait.
Bye.
See ya.